This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Get it? Yo, another episode of the Big Homie's House. It's actually my birthday episode edition. Shout out to the Leos in the building.
Hey!
Yes, my Leo sister is in the building. Well, you probably recognize both of these amazing young women doing amazing things for the culture and their own legacies. We got Poor Minds in the building, kicking it with your homies.
Yay!
Lex and Drea Poor Minds. Hey!
What's up?
Now, as long as we've known each other, this is actually the first time y'all both have been on together. Y'all have been on separate.
Okay.
But never together.
Right. I never really realized it.
Yeah, but let's know shit. Even when I ask, I'm like, I'm the type, I'm going to go through all the proper procedures, like who I need to email,
Oh my God. You know,
as
kinda,
if you really got to do that.
That really low-key, like, made me feel some type of way, because I'm like, damn, I hope people don't be thinking I'm Hollywood, or we Hollywood or something.
I don't consider that Hollywood, but I also feel like certain things are put in place to help your structure run better. Mm-hmm. Like, if everybody was just blowing your phone up for different types of things, then you'd be like, damn, okay, I'm kind of overwhelmed.
Right.
But if there is something, I'm not saying that I would need to, but even if I needed to, I would.
Yeah,
I'm not opposed to that. I don't feel like that's Hollywood. I feel like a lot of people think, like, niggas be saying, oh, you going to Hollywood? Yeah, sometimes it's cool to go Hollywood. Because you're not the same person.
Yeah.
I feel like as you grow, you have to, like, streamline communication. Like, it has to be proper channels that people have to go to and they have to talk to people. Now, of course, like, in a situation with you, y'all have each other numbers, so it's a little bit different. But sometimes it's like, as you grow, I agree, you do got to get a little Hollywood. Like, everybody can't just be texting you.
Yeah, I guess it's because, like, you know, I say this all the time. Like, I got my start in Atlanta, like, doing this stuff because, like, I linked with Kodak. And so I'll just be like, okay, like, we family. Like, you ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. And it's nothing to where I think that you guys are, like, even though you are, I don't think, like, you've gotten to the point where they're like, oh, who this is weird. Kodak is. Like,
no. This who this? Nah.
Yeah. We would never do
new phone,
like
new
this.
Phone, who this?
You were literally one of our first people that helped us, too, because one episode back in the day with Poor Minds, I wasn't there, and he co-hosted.
Yeah.
He was one of our first guest co-hosts that we had.
I think and this is definitely something I had written down, I think that's an attribute to you guys is staying power.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys started doing podcasts before podcasts were actually popular.
Yeah,
like, you was like pre-pandemic podcast.
It's crazy because I'll say this, podcast was definitely a thing, but it wasn't like it is now.
Yeah, culturally.
So I think for us, it was like, I didn't really even know what podcasting was at the time, because my friend Mandy, she had a podcast. She was like, oh, y'all need to do this, y'all need to do that. I'm like, what? Because I always, like, knew what she did, but I never, like, got into it.
Yeah.
So it was like, it seemed like we started at the right time, because I feel like, I'm not telling people not to start a podcast, but it's so hard, unless you already have a name for yourself.
Yeah.
Starting a podcast right now is like, good luck, Bookie.
I mean, yeah. And I always like to say, like, I feel like whatever you want to do, if you good at something, it's always a lane for you to do something. So I don't like to discourage people from starting a podcast either. But I do feel like right now it's just so many
oversaturated
podcasts. Oh my god,
call it what it is, oversaturated.
But I don't like saying, like I said, I don't really like saying it, because I do feel like if your podcast is good, like if you started a podcast today and it's a good podcast, it's gonna take off.
Yeah, absolutely,
with consistency. But at the end of the day, it is a little overly saturated right
well
now.
I won't say it's overly saturated. I think too many people are trying to do the same thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
did we know what type of podcast?
I feel like for a while now, and I'm gonna say it on record, I don't think I've ever said this on record, but for a while now, like when Poor Minds got popular, I felt like everybody was trying to push this, oh, me and my best friend, we're drinking and turning up, and we're talking and being silly and having fun.
Yeah,
everybody was trying to be on a podcast with their best friend for a long time.
Yeah,
then everybody wanted to do the relationship debating, the man versus woman debating stuff, and that's honestly why we have kind of gotten away from the relationship topics, because it's becoming too much.
So oversaturated.
I would say the topics are oversaturated in what they're doing.
And listen, this is why we had this conversation briefly before when you first came here. But I'm like, I feel like the relationship shit is the low-hanging fruit.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That's the easiest thing that you could talk about, and people are going to be like, okay, I can I can comprehend this. This mm-hmm. is easily like, okay, we get this. Now, we got to start talking about, like, different social... Like, I've seen it, the switch in my own content, because I will have the conversation that I know is going to trigger people. Mm-hmm. But right. if I go to something that's a little bit more targeted, mm-hmm. that's not going to get the same type of response, because everybody either isn't... They don't comprehend that as well, mm-hmm. or it's not something that they are... That they're well-versed enough to even speak on.
Right.
Like, the simple mm-hmm. shit is easy. Okay... $500 dates? Yeah, let me share that. That sounds crazy.
Oh my God.
Or you splitting bills with your man and y'all married? Oh, let's talk about that. That's simple. But like talking about how, like even how we just started talking about like how to get your podcast up and going mm-hmm. in a field where it is, honestly, everybody has a podcast. It's oversaturated. Mm-hmm. But the topics are oversaturated. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about like how to grow that brand, like, yeah, that's something that... Shit, when y'all came here, I said I was reading this book. This book is called Contagious and Why Things Catch
Come on. Reader.
It's a marketing book. It doesn't say it, but it's a marketing book.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's the things that I'm learning here is why I feel like I'm in a place now to where I can push my brand further, because mm-hmm. everything in here, it just makes fucking sense.
Yeah.
But everybody can't include themselves in that conversation. But you know, we say all the time in the culture, everybody can't go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you have everybody. McDonald's, for instance, it's on every corner. Mm-hmm. It's like anybody can eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's way less steakhouses in the city mm-hmm. than it is McDonald's or yeah. fast foods. So if you want to have that expansive level conversation, you know, you got to have expansive level people in the building. And that's what we got today. We got poor
yes.
minds.
Yes.
But yeah, so let's take it back to the start. Can we mention the original name of the show?
Wind Down Wednesday.
Wind Down Wednesday.
This is back when y'all were like recording on... the floor.
Yeah.
And now you guys are at the forefront of your genre.
Yeah.
So you
like
think so?
Yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. All right.
Listen, I'm in a phase of my life of giving myself credit. So if you don't give yourself credit, I'm gonna give you credit.
Okay, thank I appreciate you. That. Okay, I'll so, take that.
So, I received that.
So yeah, make so it. Making that jump from how you guys started to where you at now, like what type of effort? Because I know for me personally, I feel like the biggest thing for the Big Homies House was consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got started in 2020, mm-hmm. Right after Big Facts had got theirs, like maybe a few months after they got theirs going. And I think the biggest thing that's helped me is not stopping.
Mm,
like right. it's almost muscle memory at this point.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think is the biggest thing? Like, what are some hurdles you had to get over and things that you had to adapt to make this thing last?
I 100% agree with you. That's actually what I always say whenever people ask us, like, how did we get to this point with the show? It's consistency. Like, you have to stay consistent. Like, we have not skipped one episode mm-hmm. since we first started recording back in, 2018?
Yeah.
We haven't skipped not one week. And I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of weeks
it
to
is.
Not skip at all. So I feel like consistency is definitely number one, in my opinion. And then also just having a good product.
Yeah.
Like... I don't want to sound mean when I say this, but like some people shit just don't take off because it's ass.
Yeah. I mean, that's not mean. That's true. I mean, why?
Like nobody wants to watch it. It's not good.
It's kind of like when artists ask me, how I get my song on the radio?
Yeah.
Make a good song.
Simple as that.
Make a good song.
Because what you said, like you want to put this bad song on the radio?
Right.
Exactly. Make a good song and then how do you stay relevant? Make another good song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah. Like you can't link, like a lot of people think, oh, I had a special guest on in episode 5 and I'm on episode 200. Nobody gives a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen,
nobody cares.
Content creators. The pads. But yeah, listen, stop leaning on what you did a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago.
Right.
Nobody cares anymore. Because Agreed. There are people creating mm-hmm. every day.
Mm-hmm.
So what was you about to say, Lex?
No, I just to add on the consistency thing, it's also, I think me and Dre do a good job of staying ahead of the curve as well. Like, I think when we started talking about the relationship topics, we were saying things that people were not used to women saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We really, I don't want to like be like we started that, but like we were the first women to get on a podcast and really be like, yeah, a man's supposed to pay for this.
Yeah.
I mean, because we weren't scared of the backlash and we got a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
So we
Kodak
would start.
Kodak and I, we used to get it from
yeah.
him.
Yeah. we started a lot of these conversations, and then it's like once the relationship topics, like now we're on to something else. Now we're talking about going back to talking about our experiences, and y'all can't talk about that because this is our lives that we're living. Can't nobody tell y'all about this and talk about these topics because this is our life and our experience. So I think Poor Minds is just so tailored to us, and can't nobody in the world do that. You can't duplicate that. So I think that's one thing that we have that's so special. We're not just pulling topics from what we see on, you know, Instagram and TikTok. 100%
Twitter timeline
and,
shit. Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. We'll talk about a Twitter topic every now and then, but we apply that to real life.
Yeah.
We're not talking about, well, if this scenario, and we're not talking hypotheticals. Mm-hmm. We're talking about things that really happen in our lives. Yeah. And, you know, y'all are seeing us go in relationships, go through breakups, and we're talking about that. And we're, you know, like we lost our parents, you know, on the show. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about real life things that go on. So I think that is a big difference as well. Just being true to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. You have to have a certain level of authenticity. Like, I think the problem these days is that everything is so copy and paste, which don't get me wrong. Like, if you see a formula that works for somebody else, it makes sense to follow it because it might work for you too if it worked for somebody else. But at the end of the day, I think the problem is that so many people, they get online and they see what everybody else is doing and they don't tailor it, like you said, to their own life and their own experiences. People are doing podcasts about things that they're not even interested in.
Yeah.
They just doing it because they see other people being successful at doing it.
Yeah.
And that's another thing too. I think so many people want to get into podcasting for the money, in reality not realizing that the money don't come until you have a consistent following. In the beginning, you're not gonna make any money. It's like the people who are excelling at podcasting are getting to a bag.
But it's like 1% of us making money.
But it's like 1% of us, and we didn't make money for a long ass time. Like, people don't talk about that shit. We didn't really get our first check until like 2 years in. So that's what, like 104 weeks of recording, no money.
Yeah.
And then that first check was $80.
Right.
$80.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Listen, you guys make it look amazing right now. And I want to piggyback on something that you said about a lot of people have this fear of backlash. Like, you guys were saying what you wanted and you didn't care.
Yeah. No, we didn't.
You didn't care. But a lot of people, that even like sometimes, because I pull people that I think are interesting, like, or that are just, I have a close proximity to, I'll pull them into the conversation. Now I have to prep them, like, you know, this isn't some small time shit. People are going to see this. And they're going to, if when these clips go up, because I'm going to post what you say online, when the clips go up, you have to be prepared for the backlash. And a lot of people really aren't mentally prepared for that.
It's a lot. I mean, the backlash that me and Drea have received, I mean, it's people that online that, you know, probably saw our content when I was like maybe 29 or 30. You know, like, I'll be 35 in a month.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm a completely different person, but it's still people who probably hate me for something I said 4 years ago. But yeah, I said that. And I'll stand on it, but I've also changed and I've grown into a different person, but I'm okay with that. We don't delete nothing.
Nope.
We never deleted an episode. All of our episodes are still up. So it's like, I think also we have tough skin though. And that just comes from how we were raised though. Like, it's like we were really made for this, for real, for real.
Yeah. And I also just feel like, where are the opinions coming from? Like, do you stand firmly in how you feel, or are you saying shit because you think that that's what everybody else thinks? You know, it's the popular thing to think right now. I think a lot of the time that's why people can't take the backlash that come from the shit they say, because I don't even feel like a lot of people really feel the way that they say that they feel. They just be saying what's popular to say.
Right.
I feel like a lot of these conversations with like the $500 dates and all that type of stuff, or like, what is it, the that list that came out where you're not supposed to go eat there on the first date and all of that stuff. Like, a lot of people really don't even abide
by
that shit.
People are socialized on the internet. I feel like that's the weakest part of social media right now. There are a lot of people who grew up online, and 100% of their ideas, thoughts, and their reactions to their environments are coming off of how they see other people doing
it. Right. No type of identity of their own. And that's why when you get on these platforms, you say this crazy shit and you getting this backlash. Now you like, oh my God, I probably shouldn't have said that, because you don't even feel that damn way yourself.
Yeah, you reading the script that you got offline and now your ass is in a blender.
Yeah. And you can't take it.
And I haven't been in a blender, but I don't be giving the fuck, because I stand firmly, because I really feel how I say I feel. Like, these are my own thoughts and my own opinions. I didn't get this from nobody else online.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. And, you know, speaking of backlash, I forgot which one of you it was that told me about this. But Lipstick Alley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh my. Like, that was, like, me seeing that. And I'm like, damn, that was really when I knew y'all niggas had made it.
Yeah.
I mean, keep it a stack. That's when that's when, but when you have like that dedicated, you have to make people
dedicated haters.
Dedicated haters.
Yeah.
Because it sounds cliche, but man, if you can get people talking regardless of what they're talking about.
I mean, because you watching, you know what I mean? Like, whether you're saying something good or you're saying something negative, in order for you to be updating your comments consistently, you're watching every week.
Every week. To not like us and watch every week, though, thank you, boo. Yeah. I appreciate it.
How dedicated you have to be to comment on a message board in 2024?
About strangers.
And you're commenting anonymously to other anonymous people. Y'all don't know who y'all talking to. Now, I'm not going to lie. I used to check it probably like in what, 2020, like 2021. I used to, and it used to like, oh my God, burn me up. But honestly, I just stopped one day and I just literally stopped. And honestly, I just didn't care anymore. Cause I was like, you know what? I'm creating this content. This is what I want to do full time. And I haven't checked that site in years. Don't know what they're saying. A blog actually tried to post my business like 2 days ago, but I just stopped caring.
Yeah.
And I actually had to tell people close to me, hey, if you see something, don't send it to me. I don't care. It's not good for my mental, you know. Yeah. I think people forget that we're still humans.
Yeah.
They look at us as a entity of entertainment and they forget that we're humans.
Yeah, that's how the general population looks at entertainers.
Yeah.
Like that's why they feel the need. That's why they feel that they can say such mean and nasty things to influencers and celebrities that they may have the interactions to interact with in person or online, because they don't be looking at celebrities like they're human.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, it's just, you are an experience for them in this very moment. Like, bro, no, just because I'm lit at what I'm doing don't mean I don't care.
I'm not a person. Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's actually how I found out about that. Our Lipstick Alley thread too is because one of our friends has sent it to me like maybe like in 2019 or something like that, and I used to read it sometimes too, but like same as Lex, I haven't read it in years, and I know they probably still be on there miserable as hell, still talking shit, still saying crazy stuff, but we've grown so much.
Yes.
But you know, I don't know, I think people like that project a lot, and that's why you can't internalize the things that strangers say about you online, because a lot of the time, a lot of the negativity comes from, number one, the fact that I think a lot of people wish that they could do what you're doing, and then also the fact that they're not happy with their own lives.
Yeah, I'm be honest, because I feel like it was before I met y'all, probably like right after I graduated like college. It was a time where I wasn't happy, and I feel like that's when I was the most miserable online. Like my early tweets was crazy. I had to delete a whole bunch of shit because again, like you said, I'm not even that person no more.
Yeah,
like if I see a content creator that's actually trying, I'm gonna like support to me is so easy.
Yeah.
Support to me is so easy. If I see somebody that's trying to get some shit out, bruh, I'ma do what I can for you.
Yeah.
Because it's just that easy. But it's a lot of negative people out here.
For sure.
That don't have anything going on in their own life. Yeah. Like if you have the time to tear somebody, like I don't have any downtime.
I mean, because it's way less people that's actually doing than people that's just talking about the people that's doing.
I always say I would so much rather be the person that's being talked about than the person doing the talking.
Yeah.
It's so, when I say my life is amazing, and it's not no, oh, let me try. I really have a blessed life. And it's because I worked very hard to get here, because it wasn't always like this. Mm-hmm. But I'm not on the internet arguing all day. Like, I've been seeing like people argue with celebrities on Twitter, all this stuff that's going on with that.
I saw that too, and I actually had that written down, but I want to finish your thought.
but yeah, I just say like I used to be that girl on the internet that would argue with people all day. Miserable. I'd be like, oh, this content sucks. This sucks. This sucks. Honestly, when I see content now I don't like, I just keep scrolling. Because it's easier to, I'm going to talk about what I like and what I love and things that I see that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. Why am I going to talk about things that I don't like? If I don't like it, I don't want it on my algorithm.
Just mute it.
Just, I'm not going to engage with it. Yeah. I block it, mute it, keep it pushing.
It's gotten to the point, I'm definitely like that as well. But I take it a step further. If I catch myself scrolling too long, even if I like the content, I put my phone down. Because as a content creator, they should be looking at my shit like I'm looking at other people's shit.
Right.
So I can't, if I record and edit all my videos, by the time I get done editing my videos, making the social clips, I normally have between 15 and 20 clips that I can post on Instagram. So the time that I'm spending looking at other people's shit, I could be posting my own shit. So
or working on something to build your brand.
So being a hater don't line up with none of that. I don't have time. I literally don't have time. Because if I'm not working or editing something, I'm learning. If I'm not learning, I have the little time at the end of the day, maybe between 9 p.m. and 1 o'clock in the morning, where I can chill, be high, and enjoy my space. I don't have time, bro. By the time I leave the studio at night, it's 9 o'clock. I got maybe an hour between going home, getting some food, washing up, sitting on my couch.
Right.
To relax.
I don't have fucking time.
To be worried about what other people are doing.
So if you a hater on the internet and you got time to hate, you misusing your time.
Get a job.
Even if your content is hating, you can spend a lot more. You're going to go a lot further making content about what you think is great because you're going to bring other people to what you're doing. Negative energy is just that, bro. Nobody wants to be around negative energy.
Right.
And it's not going to get you far.
Nowhere. It's going to get you burnt out. I'll never forget. We was on Clubhouse, and I'm not going to mention the artist. I'm not going to mention the manager. But I had said something about this artist that I didn't like their music. The manager popped in on the Clubhouse room I was in. Yo, Kodak, why you like that song we just dropped? Who's this? This is, what's your name, manager? Oh.
I'm weak.
So you have to, like, it was really, crazy. But it was also that moment I realized, okay, you're a lot bigger than you realize. So you can't, you don't have the same, you can't just say what you want and it just go out into the wind. People are hearing and seeing what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay to have an opinion, you know, but like I said, I always say this, I'm a certified hater. Okay?
I'm the biggest hater.
But I will say this, keep that shit in the group chat like a regular person. If I see something I don't like and I do want to talk about it, drop it in the group chat. Say it with your friends. Everybody gossips. Now, I will say that. I don't like how people be like, oh, y'all got time to gossip. Shut up.
Everybody gossips.
Like, stop.
Gossip is a part of human socialization.
It is.
Yeah.
We all gossip. We all do it. But to do it all day long on the timeline for everybody, we can see you.
Yeah.
Are you not embarrassed?
Are you not?
Like, it's giving big loser vibes.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, I just feel like you can absolutely just keep scrolling. If you don't like something, you don't have to always comment on everything that you don't like because nobody asked you. And just because you don't like something, that doesn't mean it's going to stop people from doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Imagine you thinking your opinion is going to stop somebody from doing what the fuck they doing.
That is 100% of the times that I'll be ready to tweet some shit. I'll just delete the whole shit. Nobody give a fuck.
Because delusional. I'm telling you, people be delusional. Delusion be having people in a chokehold. You think your one opinion is going to stop people. And although it might be a lot of different people who have a similar opinion.
Yeah, that's the internet.
Yeah. But still. And
all y'all motherfuckers is haters. How about that? Yeah,
but just as many people that hate people, content creators, celebrities, all of these influential people, it's just as many people that love them, if not more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's three things I don't do in public. Show my body, shit, and hate.
You don't shit in public?
Hell no.
Like, you don't use public bathrooms at all?
No. Oh, I'll go if I have to pee.
No. I mean...
No.
Oh, damn.
I'll wait. I'll hold it.
Mm-mm. Sometimes you got to let that demon out. And you're not close to
home. What
if
you was in the club?
If I was in the club, no. Probably not.
See?
Because I just feel like if you got a shit at the club, you don't need to be at the club.
Nah, if I got a shit at the club, I'm going home. It's time to go. It's time. The party is over.
Yeah, I'm not. Imagine shitting and then going back to the section and taking a shot.
You are a sick motherfucker.
You have to go home immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately. But I mean, sometimes you mean to. I done been out, like, especially because I be drinking, like, detox teas and stuff. And sometimes when you gotta go, you gotta go. Like, I done been at the grocery store, grocery shopping at Whole Foods.
Not the Publix?
I don't go to Publix.
Oh, excuse like me. Whole okay, Whole Foods.
Smell like broken here. Shit.
I mean, I go to Publix sometimes.
I go to Trader Joe's.
I'm gonna keep it real. Like, some shit you just can't get at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, like Louisiana hot sauce and stuff. Like, you gotta go to Publix, Kroger's to get that type of stuff. But most of the time, I be shopping at Whole Foods. But anyways, I went to Whole Foods one day, and I had just finished drinking, like, this detox tea, y'all. And I had to go so bad, but I hadn't even checked out yet. And I was like, I know I ain't gonna be able to make it until I check out. So I just had to go. But if you shop at Whole Foods, then you know, like, the restrooms be real clean. You have to have a code to get in there. It's only, like...
Oh, that's my type of shitter.
Yeah.
You have to have a code to get in, and it's individual restrooms. Yeah. Like, it's not, like, a whole bunch of stalls. It's, like, individual doors that you go in and you gotta put a code in. So, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes, I can't hold
it. You walk in, they gonna hand you your code. They already know, they already know what time it is.
They gotta hand it to me because that shit saved in my nose.
Madam Drea. Your throne is
your
ready.
Your throne away.
Your throne is ready.
As long as they got that two-ply.
He got his House of Dragons ass
toilet. Oh, my God. Y'all are crazy.
The House of Shitters.
I mean, it be like that. It be like
shit,
that.
Shit, I ain't like... The bathrooms at the iHeart office in Atlanta are immaculate. And I get real happy when I walk in. I can see that foam sitting in the toilet that I know that y'all just cleaned this motherfucker. Yeah. Like, yes!
Well, that's different when you're at work. Like, you know, there's certain circumstances, but I just mean, like, I'm not gonna lie, I've never done it in a grocery store, but, like, if I was at work, like, when I had a job, like, you gotta go.
And people need to clean, you need to clean the toilet seats. That's where people be fucking up. Gotta clean the toilet seats.
You gotta personally do it.
Yes, you gotta clean that shit with soap, and you still don't sit on it. You still post the
don't
squat.
They have, I thought they had them
squat?
Little things.
No, I
gotta squat. I can't sit on the toilet seat. I don't do.
I put the paper towels on the thing because that shit don't be big enough, bro. I got a lot of thighs and shit.
Ooh, not too thick.
It's not big enough
for that cover.
Too thick for this cover. I put that little ass cover on my thighs. Still, we gonna feel cold and nasty. Oh no! I need to put this motherfucking towel down.
Not BBL cold ass.
I'm telling you.
I need to put this paper towel down.
Or maybe you should use two.
Two not gonna be enough. Two is not
enough.
Y'all did everything. I walk in there without the pet. Like, something feel wrong.
I'm weak.
Wait a minute.
But speaking of, you are literally like half the size. Literally maybe a third of the size you are from when I first met you.
I used to eat. I was almost 400 pounds when we first met.
Yeah.
I used to eat awfully.
But like, you've kept it off. Like, you look really... I feel like every time I see you, you look more fit.
One of my coworkers just said, oh, I ain't been to the gym in about a week. Huh? I feel bad if I miss a day, to be honest.
Really? You go every day?
I go every day, Monday through, at least Monday through Thursday. I may miss Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, not at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe one week where I miss one of those days. But I can show you my phone now. Like, I have a this workout app that I use. Mm-hmm. It's called Fitbod.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm pulling on my logs now. But this is me.
I know that's right.
That's June.
That's
May.
Intense.
That is.
Like everything you see with a number on under it, the green number, that's the day I went.
Jeez. So good.
I don't, because I feel like I'm in such a good rhythm. Yeah. You know, like once you start working out, it's easy to like fall off and stop going.
It is.
And like you have to deal with the muscle fatigue, the pain that comes with working out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's especially hard like for leg day.
Yeah.
Like, hell no. Nah. So I don't even want to get my body out of rhythm. Mm-hmm. And now it's to the point where, you know, they say it takes like what, 30 days to 30 days. Oh.
To build a habit.
Yeah, 30 days consistency to build a habit. Come on.
Hello.
BT, what up?
Hey. That smell good in here.
Yeah. Wanna have a seat?
Thank you.
What y'all talking about?
We talking about how I'm...
We talking about fitness right now.
Yeah,
we talking... Going to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay, so when y'all start talking about that freaky shit, I'm
weak. I am weak. When y'all start talking about that freaky shit, I'm out.
This is BT. You know BT.
Of course.
Yeah.
Man, these girls out here working. They doing their thing. They was just at the BT Awards.
Yeah.
H-Town's very own.
H-Town princess.
See, they out here getting it.
They is out here getting it. But yeah, I was speaking about how I was making my back a little. That's really honestly the basic premises of the Big Homie's House. Because when I first started, I always said I wanted to be like a house party vibe. Like everybody was in that motherfucker kicking it. Now, it was very niggerish in the very beginning.
That's why I was like, it was giving more than house party. Y'all used to be in
what I said, Kodak, when I walked in here. I said, you got it calm.
It's very calm. It's a calm environment.
Wait, what you used to be doing?
I used to have strippers up there.
Yeah, I used to have strippers on the show.
We used to be getting E&J. Drunk.
I had not regular drunk. We had E&J.
What's that stuff? What's that? Not that stuff.
For Loco.
Bamboo.
I ain't gonna lie, that bamboo gets you lit.
That gets you lit. But it was just us in there having conversations about everything.
I got made a meme for that episode.
That was a very good meme, though.
Oh, my. It's like two of them. It's like one with me with the little hat on.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
The Dr. Umar hat.
Yeah.
And it was one that I was telling Kodak. I was like, what did I say? You're a horny ass nigga?
Yeah, she said something. I said horny.
I call him horny, but so now people use it.
I said, you know what? That's the goddamn problem. Niggas is horny.
That's what it was.
Oh my God. Hey, look at that, make you not have no filter.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I can't do no interviews and start drinking because then I start getting in trouble.
You can't come on Poor Minds.
Yeah,
because Poor Minds speaks sober thoughts.
Y'all be drinking on there?
Yeah, y'all be watching y'all show.
I don't be seeing y'all drinking like that.
We have a resident bartender.
They do.
But I'll say we definitely do limit our drinks because we've had a few episodes where it got real rowdy and we've learned our lesson.
Yeah. I feel like everybody, because I definitely had an episode like that where Mo was about to scrap. I did one episode on the Baller Alert show last year,
and this was like our first time because we don't really do like the drinks and shit like that because you never know dealing with these rappers. So it was one artist particular. He was like, I'm not interviewing until I get a drink. So we like, what? So we just all sitting there. So we had to go send somebody to go get this guy some Hennessy. And this dude got on the show and he was so lit. I'm talking about, you can see him like leaning like on the episode like this. And he's just over there like, and he's just like,
keep talking about this drunk ass nigga. Let me make sure you're in frame.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like, can we talk about how like a lot of people in this generation suffer from addiction?
Yeah,
they be acting like shit is normal when it's not.
It's not. Yeah. We really suffer for like this new generation of alcoholics.
Yeah,
and we think just because drug addiction. And drug addiction. That's like, but it's crazy because I fast forward a year later, we interviewed that guy again, and he's like, man, I was going through so much. Yeah. And I was like, I could tell. Because the energy that when we interviewed him a year later, you could feel the energy like was way different. And I was like, man, I could tell you was going through, you know, some public stuff that you was going through. But I was like, to not be able to interview without getting drunk is crazy.
I'm glad he got rid of that monkey on his bed.
A lot of people, they know how to function with it, so they don't think it's a problem. But it's like, if you can't give it up cold turkey, like
if you have to have liquor at every function,
you can't go out to eat without drinking.
That's the problem.
But a lot of things have been normalized though, like in society, so people will have these problems and think that's just the way shit's supposed to be. Because they see their friends do it, they see their family do it, their work group may do it, so they don't understand it. Like, damn, why am I drinking all the time?
All the time.
And then you have to. You have to place certain limitations on yourself. Like, I know for me, if I got two hookahs at the crib, I don't smoke hookah every day. Yeah. This shit not good for you. So I do have, like, I maybe do it like maybe Saturday and Sunday. If I'm at the crib.
Not a hookah poppy.
Yeah, you know.
I got hookahs at the crib too.
I got hookahs at the crib too. But what I had to do, I had to just stop, like, I had to start putting my hookahs.
You gotta put it up.
Y'all are addicted. No,
because if it's already set up, it's like, damn.
It's really like this. Like for me, like this went viral with me talking to Money Long about this whole hookah thing.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, like
that.
So. So,
I remember.
So people be like, you still be smoking that hookah? People be sending me in public. I'm like,
yeah, I do. Yep. And do, and I'm like,
yeah,
stuff.
I do. But what I've learned is that when you get into a regimen, like for me, it was always like, you know, like we're in the entertainment business. So mm-hmm. it's like, you might have a long day. So you might come home and be like, I don't want to drink no liquor. I just want to smoke some hookah and watch a yeah. movie. And just, you know, that was like my way to like wind down. Then I had to be like, all right, I shouldn't be smoking this every day because yeah. then I got to go host a party and I'm smoking again. So yeah. mm-hmm. I just learned how to just put it away.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to
break it down.
Yeah. Break it down. Clean it.
Yeah. You
know, put it away.
Change that ported water. Yeah. They've been in there for like 2 months.
Look, y'all know about y'all hookahs.
Well, I used to have one at yeah. my house. I actually don't smoke hookah anymore, but I used to have a hookah at my house back in the day, and I used to smoke hookah like
fire
every
it up.
Day.
Fire like, it up.
It was so
hey, that's what
bad.
Atlanta would do to you. When you see, I never smoked hookah in my life until I moved to Atlanta, mm-hmm. and I was like, why is everybody doing this?
Yeah,
like everywhere. And man,
same.
Listen,
they be trying.
I looked up a tweet of mine because I gave up smoking hookah a long time ago. Yeah. It's been a year and a half since I've smoked hookah. I haven't even taken.
It's been
literally
like
went
9 months
for
me.
Yeah. It's been. I don't even have a little 012 when I nothing cold turkey.
Man, I had a cookie flavored one last night.
Cookie.
Okay.
Actually, I was kind of mad.
On, Kodak.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me say something.
Look, that big back trying to come back out. He's still in there.
Listen,
but that's lower calorie though.
I was mad though.
Like, no, listen. Cookie flavored. No,
the big back about to come back out because I was mad that it wasn't the flavor of cookie that I wanted though.
Not
because
sweet.
I thought it was like chocolate chip, but it was like sugar cookie. I was so
nigga
fucking
got a Christmas cookie, man.
I wanted to say what the. This fucking, you know, the granny pan
Kodak,
cookie.
Why are you buying cookie flavored shisha?
Where do you even buy cookie flavored?
Where did you get this from?
Kodak, they didn't pay
so
me,
funny.
So I'm not telling.
you went to the local gas station and that cookie shisha. I'm about to try to smoke this.
This ain't shit, boy.
Weak.
This is the wrong cookie. Fuck. So if you have a chocolate chip flavored shisha,
please,
you know,
send it to Kodak.
Hit your homie up. I will talk about
am
you.
Weak.
Now, I did used to smoke. What did I used to smoke back in the day? Spice chai.
Spice chai used to be
it
this.
It was good. Spice chai and mint.
I'm gonna get that.
It used to be smooth.
It was good.
Look. Man, yo, y'all so insane. What the hell is going on over here? That was in the same moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
One hookah flavor I never used to like though when I used to work in the clubs was apple. And I used to work at like the Ethiopian clubs.
That seemed
like
Ethiopian a flavor you would
niggas
like
love apple.
That shit is not good.
They love apple, but I also realized too that keep people from asking to smoke with you.
Ooh.
So yeah. You be like, I'm smoking apple. People like, hell no.
So you just gonna smoke some nasty shit because you don't want
to
share?
But I think they like it, though.
They probably acquired a taste
for it.
Yeah,
I think they like it, though. I think that's they, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
My favorite. That I ain't had nasty. It in a long. I like the orange vanilla.
Orange See, vanilla. Yeah. So you smoking that thot hookah.
You smoke
anything orange, mint, orange, vanilla. That's that.
Anything
that's
vanilla,
that
huh? Yeah. That's cherry it. Vanilla, strawberry vanilla.
Okay.
No, people be like, let me get a watermelon mint. Let me get an orange mint. And I'll be like, yeah, that's why your head hurting.
Mighty Freeze undefeated, though.
I knew people was taking shit too far with hookah. I don't know if y'all seen this online. It was like maybe a few months ago. This lady had got sick and she had made like a medicine ball hookah.
I saw that.
She had put like NyQuil in there. She had
Lord
put Theraflu in there.
Black
like,
people.
Yeah, hold cough drop.
You know,
black people.
Black people.
We have to stop. We have to stop.
Now I'm thinking, dude, I do got some. Oh, I got some leftover.
I saw her doing it.
Now, come back to me, passed out.
I got some leftover promethazine from when I had the flu.
Man,
you see, that's
the problem. Black people, we would try anything.
Oh,
drizzle some
God.
Of that promethazine on the sheet.
That's wild.
You
That's
are
wild.
Crazy.
And then I ain't like how the girl going, she over there smoking the damn quick lighter coals, and then, you know, she went to the
yes.
hospital and trying to say, yo, it's the hookah almost killed. Man, you are engulfing in fume.
Wait, the shit that she just put
the
on there and lights?
Light.
Oh, hell no.
It burns.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, I heard about them.
I don't do that.
I can wait.
You got to get the coconut cold.
Yeah, I was in Charlotte, and they put that little thing on there. I was like, that little... They dropped it on there and put a torch. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. You ain't about to have me in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't got these type of colds, and I'm good. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is terrible for you, them quick starts.
Now, listen, there's some major shit going on that we got to address. Kamala motherfucking Harris is running for president. Goodness, Joe Biden just dropped out of the race. So what do y'all think about this? What do y'all think about where the Democratic Party could head in November? Do you have any hope whatsoever?
I have a little bit of hope just because I feel like we have to be optimistic during these times. But I do feel like, you know, with less than 4 months until the election, why would he wait so late in the game to drop out? And then on top of that, I don't know. I have my biases because we did have Obama as a president, so we did have a black president. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like it's something about a black woman. America just not going for this shit.
I agree.
And maybe that's me being a little pessimistic. Because maybe
that's speaking in reality.
That's speaking. Yeah. I mean, the reality is.
But I feel like a lot of people were saying that about Obama too, you know, and then it ended up happening. So I don't know, but I just feel like it's something about it. Black is one thing, black but a woman is a whole nother ballgame. And I just feel like the country is not going for these. These white Republicans are not going for these. It's gonna be people who haven't voted for 20 years coming out the woodworks.
I mean, I can cross my fingers, but it's just so crazy to me that we would rather put a felon, someone who is known for literally sexual assault, and we'll put them in office before a black woman. And I wanna say this too, because all of us have a platform here. And anybody who's watching that has a platform, it's very, very, very dangerous what a lot of these people with platforms are doing. Mm. And I tweeted something the other day, and I said, there's a difference between, like, somebody paying you for an endorsement. Like, if she comes to us and was like, hey, I want to pay y'all to endorse me for president, that's fine, because I'm voting for her anyway. Mm-hmm. But if Trump came to me and I'm taking a check and I'm spewing out information I don't even believe to my young listeners, to people of color, it's dangerous. Yes, the Amber Rose, Maul. I'm calling people's names out because it's dangerous as hell. And they don't realize the impact. For Amber Rose to be somebody who had a slut walk that stood for women's rights to be whatever she's doing right now. And it's like, it's so sad to see, because not saying that I agreed with the slut walk or whatever, you know, but as a woman to not have the option to do what you want with your body, and you're supporting a party that is not for, you know, abortions and for what we want to do with our body. Roe versus Wade got turned over. It's dangerous to be a woman and to have a womb right now. So I think the narrative that she's pushing, that anybody, any person of color is pushing for Trump, is very dangerous. And anybody with a platform, just please be careful about the information that you're spewing out there for a check, because I truly believe that a lot of people aren't even believing what they're saying. But I get it. Times is hard. Rent due. But that's what it's given, that rent due. But that's dangerous. Yeah. It's very dangerous.
I mean, I just want to just salute to her, because being a black woman in the position that she in is not easy.
Yeah, for sure.
And I believe that we are in a generation to where people may not be ready for that. You know what I'm saying? It's just something about being black and being powerful that people feel the need to remind us that you're still suppressed. You know what I mean? Like, I love the idea of having a black woman as the president. Like, how dope does that sound to say we got a black woman as a president?
Cool.
Like,
we
showing other countries around the world that the world is changing and the world doesn't have to look like this. But for some reason, America always got to remind us, it doesn't matter how powerful you in, what position you in, we got to show you what position you supposed to stay in. And people don't understand that that is a dangerous terminology to have. So I encourage all black people to go out and vote. If you never voted in your life, go out and vote, because this man is telling you what he going to do. You calling him a felon? If he win, he ain't gonna be a felon no more, because he ain't going to jail. Telling you that right now. I think
a lot of people are just so uneducated. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, and it's, I feel like voting is such an underrated privilege. Like, if you can vote, you definitely need to go out and vote. It's people who you literally can go vote and you don't want to go down to the polls and do the right thing. Like, I feel like it's okay if, well, not okay, but like if you're a felon and you can't vote, then that's understandable. But people who can, please go out and do what y'all need to do.
People are waiting in line to get into the club. But they won't wait in line to change their futures. Because
they don't care. They don't even be watching the news. They don't even know what's
going on. Because they feel like things don't affect them.
They probably like Biden dropped out.
They looking at the memes. And that's
they found out from TikTok.
Yeah. like they paying attention to the memes. They think this is a joke. Mm-hmm. This is not a joke.
It's not a joke.
What's about to happen.
And also to piggyback on what you're saying, I feel like a lot of people look at Trump. Okay, we got to avoid Trump. No. I feel like the bigger issue is Trump's ideology. Mm-hmm. Because, and this is me, maybe conspiracy theory, but I don't think Trump is the person leading Trump thoughts. I think Trump is the type, like if you needed a celebrity to capture an audience to push your agenda that you're paying him for, who else would it be?
We know
Trump is an enthusiastic, charismatic person. If he wasn't running for president, Trump would be fucking hilarious.
That's why he has so many black friends that were celebrities, because they're like, you remind me of my uncle, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now we're in a space to where we see what Trump is empowering. We're seeing the type of people that Trump is empowering. Mm-hmm. And you can say, oh, there are crazy people on both sides. Cool. But the it wasn't crazy Joe Biden supporters that did January 6th. Mm-hmm. It wasn't crazy Joe Biden supporters that did the Charlottesville killing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know what those people can do.
Right.
So even with him almost getting assassinated, you know how much that helped his cause?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They trying to kill me, y'all. They trying to kill me for a reason. He's telling his people that.
Yeah.
So now that now they feel like they are under attack. These people, he has had Donald Trump has probably had the best week ever for any politician.
Right.
Everything that you would want to happen has happened.
Especially with press.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The whole purpose of them spending millions of money is for press, because they want you to brainwash to say, I see this person all the time. I guess this is the person I should vote for. I see this person all over the internet, all over my timeline.
Yes.
Maybe I should vote for this person.
Right. Not even knowing what their beliefs are with. They don't know nothing
because these kids are so brainwashed by the internet. Whatever people continuously see, that's what they believe.
I agree.
Yeah. And I think, you know, going back to a point that she said, like, you know, America maybe not being ready for that, but we need to realize not only is this a racist country, probably one of the only things that they are above being racist is misogynistic.
Yeah.
So any woman that is going against what's the better for you and other women, any woman voting for Trump is absolutely insane to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. Just agreed. The way he treats women outside of, you know, what he's doing. But the way he even treats women, it's crazy to me. So I feel like as women, no matter white, black, Asian, whatever your race are, we should come together strongly and vote. Black people, everybody. It's like, I think a lot of times when these people are speaking, because they feel like, oh, well, this doesn't affect me. I make this amount of money. It's going to be better for this. But it's like, you have to think of the betterment of people as a whole.
Well, people only think about themselves. They don't think about, how is this going to affect my mom? How is this going to affect my cousin? People always think of, like, because I make a certain amount of money, I don't have to deal with these things. And it's like, you're not thinking about what your cousin gonna have to deal with when they do this stop and frisk.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, do people even know what that is? Like, people are not educated to understand is that the laws that people are talking about putting in place is not to better society. It's to suppress a certain demographic of people.
Yeah, right. A certain group.
I was about to say, we are going to have to undo hundreds of years of misogyny in 3 months.
And it's not going to happen.
And that's not going to happen, yeah.
Like, just think about it. Look, America has never been high on women in general. Not black, white, Hispanic, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to convince the country as a whole to embrace the idea of not only a woman, because if it was Hillary, probably be a lot easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to convince them that a black woman can lead this country.
But keep in mind, Hillary lost too because she was a woman.
Yeah.
Think about this. People literally did not vote for Hillary because she was a woman.
I mean,
that's crazy.
They literally were, and I hate to be vulgar, but they made menopause and period jokes the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Was saying that she couldn't run a country because she was going to be going
lead us to war.
Literally, because.
Bro, what are we in now?
Like, all these men ain't lead us to war in the past.
Every war in American history has been started by men.
And what's also crazy to me is, like, you know, when Donald Trump first came on the scene, and as long and extensive and impressive as Barack Obama's resume is, he had to get on TV and defend himself against somebody like Trump.
Yeah.
You're fired.
And somebody.
That's on his resume.
Fired.
You're fired.
Hey, so
like, come on now. Like, are we serious?
Somebody
like,
said, let me see your birth certificate. What?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
What type of monkey shit is going on? Yeah.
Let me see your birth. Seriously, the fact that we even have to have this conversation. Look at the resume, Pete. Like, what are we talking about?
And I just feel like people really need to educate themselves on the whole Project 2025 thing, and you really need to know what's going on. Like, abortion, Head Start programs. They're not going to have Head Start programs anymore. And if for any other reason, because y'all asked, it's horny as hell, they trying to ban porn. Y'all need to go vote.
Yes. Hold on now. Wait a minute. Already done it in Texas. Yeah. Some websites in Texas, they can't in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's already...
I was hoping you had the reaction. Hopefully some of the rest of them do, too.
Not Mr. Horny. Oh, he's definitely going to vote now.
Yeah, I'm going to vote twice.
They're trying to ban porn. Yeah, but I mean, I guess, you know, people still going to be on the dark web doing whatever they do.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do all that. I'm going to just end up looking at my hidden folder.
Okay.
They going to come knock on your door.
Hey, delete it.
He going to throw that cookie. Oh, shit.
Oh, I spilled my cookie sheesh.
And also, another thing, though, people, like, when we talk about, like, the financial part of things, people really don't make as much money to be beneficial of the Republican causes as they they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, you make $80,000, bro, that's not your bag.
It's not who you're talking
to. I know in our community, six figures is a big thing, but they don't give a fuck about you making $100,000.
Yeah. When
they got people making four times that in a month.
More than that.
Like,
more
in a month.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
So we just have to be cognizant of what we're walking into. But do you think celebrity endorsements mean what they used to mean? Because I saw earlier Beyonce had endorsed Kamala as well. But now, like we said, we fighting an uphill battle. So does the general public still look to celebrities when it comes to making their political decisions?
I think so.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I feel like if anything, right now, at this current moment, this is the most that a generation has been influenced by the internet and by celebrities.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Influencers,
everybody.
That's the reason why companies are paying influencers and celebrities millions of dollars.
Yes.
Because that means that they influence works.
The influence, and that's why I said what I said. If you have a platform, you have to do the right thing. Literally, it's so important.
I feel like
right
it
now.
Means more now.
Yes.
Like, I feel like back in the day, people was really doing a research on presidential candidates.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Trying
to figure out who they wanted to vote for.
It's people that don't know nothing and that'll be like, well, who Kodak voting for? Because I know
or who
I agree
voting
with
for,
stuff.
Or who BT voting for? Yeah. Okay.
BT, if Trump gave you $1 million to put that red hat on, what you doing?
Oh, no.
I ain't gonna lie, for $1 million. Hey man, we might need to hear both sides.
Not see.
We got $1 million. Shit.
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna show y'all, but it's gonna be signed.
Kodak.
It's gonna be signed.
We gonna see Kodak at the rally with his cookie.
Kodak gonna be like this. He gonna have the balloons and everything.
Kodak,
don't judge me. This is tax free money.
I'm gonna get a MAGA Cybertruck, nigga. It's gonna be signs. It's gonna be signs.
You are terrible.
I love rock and roll.
What the fuck? Who's that? Sweet Home Alabama. Shame on you.
Oh my God.
Goddamn playing Sweet Caroline. Bop, bop, bop.
This is gonna be a good sound bite.
Terrible.
Oh my goodness. But going back to what we was talking about earlier, how people feel the need to kind of attack celebrities. I think that shit is so crazy because on one hand you say, oh, I don't care. You're just normal like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And on the other end, you're going out your way to attack this person. We have, as a society, we have made it to where everybody feel like they on the same level, like socially. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, like you gotta be honest with people sometimes. Mm-hmm. Tell niggas their opinion don't matter. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about your opinion.
Yeah, you gotta let people know. You gotta remind them. The internet has made so many people think that their opinions are valid and they're not. And that's what makes people think that they're important. Mm. Like, because without before the internet, people knew they wasn't important.
Okay. All
right. That's Dre a goddamn bar. That is a damn bar. Dre for president.
Damn. Like, you gotta tell.
Right. That was a bar, though.
You have to tell people that, like, bro, like, you really, like, you're not important for real.
Yeah,
good.
It
like,
wasn't even no confusion. With, even 20 like, years ago.
With the Cardi B shit going on right now, like, I'm seeing her, because Cardi B is sitting at home. She bored. She entertaining people. But to a lot of people, that is the highlight of their life. That shit is probably going to be their pinned tweet for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. When this person was just interacting with you, and now you want to make this a platform, like you have a platform of hate now.
Yeah.
What are you about to say?
You know, I think the point I want to start it with specifically with Cardi is, first of all, I hate popcorn music and people that drop music every year. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's taking her time with the album, yes, has it been a long time? Yes, but who cares? Let her do it on her time and her creative process. Yeah. Y'all are, and then now if she tries the Russian album, y'all are gonna critique this album hard as hell anyway.
They're gonna they're not even gonna critique it. They're gonna say it's trash.
No matter what.
Regardless. Mm-hmm.
So, and the fact of the matter is, Cardi has solidified that she's in her own lane. And y'all steady wanna compare her to new girls that are coming up or compare her to other vets in the game. And it's like, why does everything have to be a comparison? I really hate what they have done to hip hop music in general.
Right.
Like, we can't listen to Nicki and listen to Cardi and listen to Meg and listen to JT. It's like, those stands are crazy, first of all. So I feel like, let Cardi take her time and do what she wants to do. Her fans are still going to be here. Everybody is still anticipating her album. No matter what y'all say, people are waiting for this album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and second, with the argument that's going on right now, I feel like, okay, she said something, Cardi saw it, she responded, which Cardi did respond badly.
But that clapback was crazy, though.
The clapback was crazy.
It was a little unnecessary.
The video you're talking about? Video response? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like she had the right to respond because, you know, she wants to have a platform and be a content creator, which I understand, but it should have ended at that.
I'll tell you when she said she had two stomachs.
Oh, no,
and
yeah.
I
was more so talking about, too, when she posted them screenshots for her in Offset.
Oh, that was corny.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. I just seen what Cardi responded. Yeah,
because Offset, and you, like, you still on the request.
But he didn't even open it.
But my thing is this.
He's like, who this?
It's just
like, say who this.
He's like, damn, man, I'm already on the bad side. Shit, why are you bringing me? That was so weird.
That's what the people on it. People, like, this is what I want to just tell all my celebrity friends, everybody that's watching this. The people that are commenting these negative things, man, they lives suck.
Facts.
Their lives are terrible. Mm-hmm. And I have to understand that because it. I used to be posting content on Ball Alert, and then once somebody say something negative about an interview that I said, well, why you ask this? I'd be like, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then I have to realize, I'm like, they life suck.
Yeah.
Your life suck. Mm-hmm. If you are comment negative things on people's shit, your life sucks.
Because you could just not say.
You ain't got to say nothing. Because my thing is this. If you're not going to say that to somebody's face, then what's the point in saying it on the internet?
Yeah.
Because I think Cardi, too, needs to realize a lot of these people that are coming at her, if they saw her in person, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
Come on. 100%.
Oh, my God, can I get a 100%. Picture?
The internet is not real. Yeah. I tell people all the time when people say certain people are canceled or nobody wants to see these people, you go to their concert, you're like, damn, how they concert sold out?
Sold
yeah.
out.
Because we live in a
society. This person's canceled.
Yeah.
We live in a society
y'all
where people
don't have the power to cancel people. Like
No. Yeah. We live in a society where people sit in a room like this and everybody in their room friends with each other. So if everybody agrees, then that's what it is. That's reality. Yeah. Even though y'all may be the only four people that think this stupid shit, now in your head, oh, damn, everybody hate Cardi. No, nigga.
You and your loser ass.
It's you and your loser ass friends.
It's like this. somebody mentioned to me, and they was like, somebody was telling me, like, talking about the Drake and the Kendrick Lamar beef, mm-hmm. right? And they were like, man, I think this, like, crippled Drake's career. And I said, how?
I can't.
Mm-mm. How?
Yeah. Crippled.
I like the Not Like Us song, but how are you telling me somebody who's been on top for the past 15 years, mm-hmm. number one, that one song is going to destroy 15 years of work?
Man, listen. Let Drake could drop this fall.
That's how I know people
fall.
Delusional.
That's
though.
Why I'm like, so it's easy for people to hate people that's winning. If you ever realize, you'll start thinking, you'll be like, when people be like, oh, Kevin Hart not funny at this point. I'm like,
you know what I
how?
Really, you know what
I mean? Because he's been at the top of the game for literally. So long that you have to say something bad about this person.
Yeah. You know what I just thought about, though? I think it's really just the ratio of people that's doing shit in this world and people that's not. It's a
for
lot
sure.
more people that ain't doing a damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So if you have this big pool of people that ain't on shit, ain't doing nothing, probably ain't never going to do nothing. They want to bring people down to their level so they feel like they're not as alone. Mm-hmm. Because if you were the only person in your circle that's not winning, you'd be like, damn, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you, and a lot of times people exist like that. You're existing in a place where you may see people that you knew, especially, oh my God, especially if they knew you growing mm-hmm. up. Oh my God!
Oh, those are the most dangerous people. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, friends, frenemies, whatever you want to call it, people that seen you come up from knee high, like those are the most dangerous people to be mm-hmm. around when you start reaching success. Mm-hmm. And I learned that a long time ago because you'll start having whispers and people saying, "This person said this about you." I'm like, how?
Well, I ain't even talked to them in
10 years. I ain't talked to them people since I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. People will hold on to the vision of you that they had when they had the most access to you. And even if you give them access to you now, they will love you as long as they can maintain that access. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that access is restricted or eliminated, you are the biggest op in the world.
Yeah. Man.
How dare you move on?
Yeah.
How dare you not include me in your life anymore? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care if we met when we were 10 and you're 40 now. Fucking, I was your friend when you were 10.
Literally. And I've been 10 different versions of myself since then. Too.
Like, you going around telling people I'm a bitch, but you knew me when I was literally 15.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're talking about I was a bitch in high school. I'm literally about to be 35 years old. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Are you good?
But it's the access. It's not being able to have that access.
Yeah.
Because what happens is people like you guys, y'all work y'all ass off to get to a certain point, and other people aren't doing that.
They ain't ready for the word.
So they like, no, you come back down here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How dare you reach that point of your life to where I can't call you no more.
Yeah.
I can't, you ain't answering my DMs no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and we have, and as the people that are working, sometimes we have to be comfortable with letting that shit rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody wants to make you a villain in their head, God damn it, I'm about to be Thanos, nigga.
No,
fast. I'm about to be.
That was a bar.
If you want to create a monster in me, I will be every inch of that. But because I know it's people out there that love me, they love my contribution to their life. So why am I gonna care about trying to prove you wrong?
Yeah,
believe it.
Yeah,
and I have to
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say you just have to let people think whatever they gonna think. I remember I was having a conversation with somebody and they was like basically asking me, do I ever feel any way about the fact that it's probably people that I know from like home back in Houston that went to high school with me or went to college with me and maybe they feel some type of way about what I'm doing now mm-hmm. and like my success and stuff. And I was like, no, why would I feel some type of way about it? We all had the same opportunity.
Yeah.
You could have been doing the same thing. The only difference between me and people that I went to high school with or college with is that I made decisions.
Yeah.
And I knew what I wanted for my life and I followed after my dreams. I moved to Atlanta. Like, I took the leap of faith. Mm-hmm. People are so afraid to take a leap of faith and then they be mad at the people that did. And that it actually worked for you.
And I can attest that I actually seen her move to Atlanta and say, I want to be a personality.
Yeah.
And she figured it out.
I did.
It may not happen the way it was supposed to happen mm-hmm. or she thought it was going to happen, but it happened.
Yeah.
And I said, damn, she did that.
Dreamers are dangerous.
Yeah, BT was one of the first people I met when I moved here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like, I want to be on the radio. I want to, like, she already had it mapped out. Like, and I'm like, damn, she remind me of myself, because that's how I was moving from my hometown, not knowing how this shit was gonna work out, but I was like, this is what I want to do, and damn it, I'm about to figure it out.
And you're not gonna tell me that I can't do what the fuck I have in my mindset that I'm gonna do.
Yeah, and I feel like people that dream are like so dangerous to the people that are like just sitting around letting life happen to them. Mm-hmm. Because y'all weren't from here. I don't even think when I first messaged you, I don't think you were like still in Houston a lot.
No, I had moved here, but I was working a lot.
Yeah.
So it was like I was trying to just hustle and do the things I could do with you whenever I had the free time and the money. You know what I'm saying? So I was gone a lot just because I was working. I used to go home a lot, but I was out here full time.
Yeah. So seeing the hustle and things that y'all did, man, seeing where you started to where you at now, I'm happy I was able to play a hand in that. But y'all's success went way beyond what I could do for you. Yeah. It went way beyond.
Thank you.
You just had Essence earlier this year as well. Yeah. So like,
man, they've been everywhere, man. They've been killing it.
This is the product of hard work, though. People think shit like this is given. I know a lot of people say, "Oh, they just got that because they look good. They know something."
Oh, people say that all the time.
Listen, for real?
Yeah. People always they only popular because of how they look, because they attractive. And I just think that's so fucking crazy. Because last time I checked, when do people listen to people for an hour and a half just because they look good? They gonna turn that shit off.
Right. And it's a lot of beautiful women who have started podcasts. And
you still gotta work. Yeah. You still gotta put the work in. Yeah. Like, people don't understand. Podcasting is harder than what people think this is because
fucking work.
It ain't no machine behind you that's just pressing play and then your shit is just everywhere and everybody is just glued to listening to your podcast. So people doesn't understand the work that goes into this and the thought pattern and the you know, to have the imagination of getting to this point.
So,
because at one point we was a 2-man band. It was just the two of us doing everything.
Posting. We were social media managers. We were editing. Everything was in house, just us two.
Yeah, people think just because y'all pretty, somebody just did that for y'all.
Hell no!
Like, that shit is hard work.
That's how crazy that sounds. That we have to pay. You know, even now it's like we got to pay these people. They're not doing it just because they want to be around. They're getting paid. Yeah. You know.
I agree. I mean, I just feel like people love to throw the pretty privilege. You know, conversation out there, which I do feel like in a lot of different areas in life, you can benefit from pretty privilege. Mm-hmm. But I think when it comes to success, you have to be a certain level of smart to even take advantage of your pretty privilege.
Yeah.
Because there's so many pretty ass girls who not doing shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pretty broke girls.
Yeah.
It's more pretty broke girls than it's pretty girls with money.
Right. I'll tell you that. For us to become successful, you have to figure out how to connect the dots. And everybody just ain't got it in them to be able to figure that shit out. When shit get hard, people be ready to give up. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know what? That's the part I love about this business. I love when people give up.
Get out of my way.
I ain't coming to play.
Get out the way.
When people say, man, I'm thinking about giving up, I'm like, you should give up. Speed up.
That's a good idea. You should quit today.
Delete the YouTube now. Fuck it, don't even quit. Just walk on. I delete it for you. I clean up. I encourage anybody trying to get into this business. It's a very hard business. And as soon as you go broke, quit.
Yeah.
Go work somewhere else because we still need somebody to work these other jobs. Because this shit is getting too damn crowded.
Yeah.
Like, my bad. But this shit getting too crowded.
Yeah.
Everybody think that they can get on the damn mic and be a podcast.
Yeah.
Everybody think because they got a mouth, they can be on the radio.
Yeah.
Everybody think because they look good, they can work and model for Fashion Nova. Man, just quit. Damn.
You wasting everybody.
Well, you were on to something to that last one. Everybody do work for Fashion Nova.
But everybody...
Hashtag brand ambassador.
Hashtag partnership.
Hey, shout out to Fashion Nova.
I heard
Fashion Nova cutting them checks.
No,
not to everybody.
Some people ain't getting paid.
Some of those are interns.
Yeah.
Fashion Nova interns.
That's a fact.
That's what they need to put. Fashion Nova interns.
I mean, that would be a lot more realistic.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I mean, I agree with what you're saying. Like, quit. Like,
quit. Look, now everybody about to be saying it like, I don't think this is for you. You know, this is really tough business.
But if it's in your good, you should follow it.
Because when I first started doing the Big Homie's House podcast, I was actually teaching. I don't know if everybody
knows. I remember.
But I was teaching and I was leaving. I was leaving the school. I would not take lunch so I could leave an hour early. Mm-hmm. They had to tell me to stop doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I got fired from my job.
Because you...
she was working.
Because I was coming computer. To the radio station. Yeah. No, I'm talking about from Regis, when I was working at Regis.
Oh, I was thinking of, well, you didn't get
fired. You had a good job.
Way, yeah, I had a pretty good job. Yeah, I used to get in trouble. I worked at European Wax Center. I used to upload the videos, Wind Down Wednesday, from the computer, because I didn't have a computer at the time. So they started finding the files on the computer, and I got in trouble. Now, one time I left the YouTube open, and to this day, I still think, because all of our videos got deleted off our YouTube when we first started. Yeah. And I swear somebody from my job did that because they was hating.
Hating.
Yeah. But anyways.
Because they still probably working that there.
Right.
So, European Wax Center.
When we started cleaning coochies. When we started doing the radio station with you and Scream, I was working at Regis. Uh-huh. So I would either like work through my lunch so I could leave an hour early, or I would leave during my lunch and then like try to come back. So once they found out I was doing that, they were like, oh no, you got to make a decision. Are you going to do that? Are you going to be here? And I was like, I'm leaving.
Why jobs be doing that?
Because
kill people's dreams.
Jobs are the same as like the public school system, bro. The public school system trains you to be an employee.
They
want to make you to be a good worker. They don't. They don't encourage entrepreneurship and you out here getting your own, creating your own bag. They don't. That's not what they promote. Mm-hmm. They want good workers. So. Shit, I was doing this. Like you said, I was doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. I was leaving the school. I was skirt off in that parking lot.
Yeah.
2 o'clock. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I was really supposed to leave at 2:50. They had to tell me to stop doing that because I was doing it. Because that's not what I wanted to be.
Right.
But I feel like as creators, if you're an aspiring creator, this is for you. You have to be willing to take a risk. If you're not willing to take that risk, you said quit. Don't even start. Don't even waste your time because it takes a. It's good. You're gonna have to take a risk.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. Life is set up, and our parents' generation, they were like, "Hey, you work, get good benefits. You work there forever, and you die." That's not specifically what she said, but she was more concerned about me having a job with benefits.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
I'm in here. I want to create a. This is what I got a tattoo for. I wanted to create a legacy. And I'm not going to do that being a fucking school teacher.
Yeah. I mean, you can.
But shout out to school teachers.
Shout out to the good school teachers.
Not for what I wanted to do. That wasn't for me.
The children are our future. Yeah. Don't listen to coaches.
Some teachers will have a lasting effect. My third grade teacher, Miss Parrish, was always so like telling me to embrace my, because I was crazy. I was a bad kid.
And talks all my, too much.
Yes. And all my teachers I had growing up were so mean to me. My sixth grade teacher was so mean to me. Miss Kimbrough, I say her name every time because fuck that bitch.
Oh.
She was so mean to me. She was so mean to me. But I had a teacher that was like, she would embrace me being silly and would tell, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, good teachers, you will really remember that for the rest of your life.
Teachers can either kill your kid's imagination or can help it grow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For like, real.
I saw that too when I was teaching. I mean, there was this guy, there was the guy who I was a teacher assistant, but the guy whose class I was assisting, we were outside playing, the kids were outside playing baseball or whatever, some shit like that. It was baseball or football. And one of the kids was like, hey, I can throw, can I? I got a real good, The teacher fucking shut him down.
Aww.
I'm like, bro, he said, nah, man, I don't know if baseball for you. I'm like, bro, the little nigga 10.
Literally.
That's
so
another
mean.
Topic for another time. But even teachers who don't want to be teachers and they just doing it for the check.
Yeah, it's a lot of that right now.
Yeah. And I feel like you should only be a teacher if you have a passion for children.
Yeah.
Because like y'all said, like that could really make or break a child.
Yeah. Look, I'm 35, and I'm still.
She's still mad at me.
She's still mad at me.
Kimbrough fucked that bitch.
I only
remember my teachers that was fine as hell.
I'm
man,
weak.
Listen, I remember my kindergarten teacher, Miss Harper.
You've been horny for a long time.
Yeah, you Miss Harper is a horny man.
Miss Harper, you was fine as hell. I'm grown now, Miss Harper.
Okay,
it was this lady. She had just graduated from Howard, too. She was teaching me my senior year at Tri-Cities. She was fine as a mother. She was AKA, too. She was fine as hell. And my second grade teacher, Miss Cook Finner, she was fine as hell, too.
Man, I feel like you damn near want them to find your Instagram. I'm talking
shit. I've been trying to find theirs. I've been looking them up on Facebook.
You are so crazy.
I still follow one of my teachers on Facebook.
Hey, also, it wasn't until after I graduated high school, man. Them niggas, the male teachers in high school was some freaky fucking frogs.
Oh, because
why did I hear the same story about this one of the people who was in my building about like him fucking on the girls.
Oh my God.
I was about to, I literally had to stop myself because I had thought about this teacher that went to my high school, but I ain't gonna say his name, though.
He was flirting with you?
He used to be flirting with the girls. He did.
Mm. Yo, that's crazy.
That is so gross.
He was old, too.
But imagine multiple stories like, about the same guy. Multiple. Mm-hmm. That was my experience. Like, damn, he tried to hit you, too?
And it's scary to think that a lot of people get in these jobs of position for that.
You've been seeing, like, I've seen...
To be around the kids.
Yes.
Maybe that's why we've seen so much of that online now, too, because, like, it seems like every week we have a new story about a woman trying to fondle some...
It ain't even a... They tried, they are.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't understand how these schools focus so much on a student. Y'all need to be focusing on hiring the right teacher.
Yeah.
Y'all need to do some evaluation,
It's way too easy to be a teacher. I was able to get in to be a teacher's assistant within a week.
Yeah, how the hell you was a teacher?
Because Kodak being a teacher is crazy.
And especially...
Girl, you're like, Kodak know my teacher.
No. The crazy shit. No, this is the craziest shit. Because, you know...
my teacher.
I was... I think this was last year, as a matter of fact. Oh, we went and did something at a middle school in that same area. And two of my kids was there. Mm-mm. The baddest motherfuckers, too. Mm-mm. I was like, look at y'all badass. Y'all made it up here. Huh? Come up here, little nigga. Come up here, little nigga. Listen, and they found me on Instagram, too, y'all.
Mm-mm.
I'll never forget. I think I was on an Instagram live one day with some bad bitches, too.
I'm looking in the comments.
You know, you watching the comments as well. Mr. Atkinson, what's up? You remember me from the school we was at?
Why are you here?
No,
that's big ass titties on the screen. Little nigga, move!
And don't even get me started on how easy it is to be. It's easy to be a teacher, but it's even more easy to be a substitute teacher. Anybody could be a substitute teacher.
Oh yeah, all you gotta do is sign up.
All you gotta do is apply.
Yeah,
for real.
But the teacher shortage is so bad right now. Yes.
Oh, it is.
Hell
all
yeah.
All you have to do is apply.
They'll work with you while you start teaching to help you get your certification, bro. Mm-hmm. So you can start with nothing.
So you don't have to go to school to be a teacher.
A substitute teacher.
No, you don't have to. You can have a little bit of school to be a teacher, and they'll help you get your certification.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But shit,
hell, everybody need jobs, man.
We do.
It's hard out here.
That's why everybody on OnlyFans.
I feel like that shit is overblown right now. It's way too
many. You're right, though.
Everybody,
man, I be
wanting
to see this
OnlyFans.
Money these girls really making.
Everybody ain't making it, bro.
But I'm saying, like, the women that I be seeing, like, when they be like, oh, I made this amount of money on, I be like, man, let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like some of the girls do, but we talked about this on our show before. I feel like putting yourself out there to do sex work, that's what it is. You got to be passionate about it. You got to be okay with
passionate about fucking?
Yeah. Like Miss B Nasty. She is passionate about her work. And that's why she makes the amount of money that she does. Because you have to realize these images are going to live on the internet forever. So if you're just doing it just to... Why are you showing your booty hole and making $18 a month?
You trying to sneak and do it?
Yeah.
But don't do that.
You trying to what?
Sneaky?
Because we made
sneaky
$86 first and then we started making... They be that, making that, $86. That first $18 check.
It's
coming.
But your booty hole is on the internet
it's
forever.
Coming.
No.
Literally.
Yeah, somebody's coming.
It's coming.
Somebody.
The money
in. I just feel like if you're going to do OnlyFans, you need to go all in and do it because if not, it's like, that doesn't need to be a decision that you make lightly as well.
You don't do that because you're desperate.
If you're short on rent or something that's going on, you're like, okay, let me start the OnlyFans. I don't think that's
man,
something
how about
that you
go get a job?
To.
Go sell
that's
plasma.
What happened to going to get jobs?
I did, what's some things where you got to go do with a survey?
Oh, wow.
And you do like a survey?
Yeah,
I did a little survey. Do a little survey.
$200? Yeah, $200.
Hey, I left with my gift card. I was so happy.
I'm telling you, it's stuff to do. Like, y'all could donate plasma. Y'all could donate sperm.
You can donate pussy.
Man, why?
You can not donate pussy, but you can sell your eggs, though.
Listen, you can always go get a job. You can always go cook. You can always go cook. You can always go work at Walmart, Target.
I ain't buying any goddamn plates.
They always hiring.
I mean, they are. Hiring.
People be like, man, I need some money now, man. What I gotta do?
Sell crack, nigga.
They be like, let me show this booty hole.
Man.
Listen, to the fellas that be mad about the women making a lot of money on OnlyFans, listen, you can show your booty hole too. It's a market for everybody.
And the men probably be making more money.
That's what I heard.
I'm telling you.
No, it really is.
If it's selling, I don't give a damn who buying it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna show my booty hole.
I was about to say, yeah, Kodak, let me find out you showing that chocolate star for you.
Kodak gonna have a WWE mask on. They ain't gonna know it's me.
Look, look at them tattoos.
That's what I was gonna say with that legacy tattoo.
They gonna have a sleeve on.
Yeah, nah, it's gonna be.
See the cookie she show back
in. Kodak, you gonna be able to look like Rey Mysterio.
Rey Miss Booty Hole. And on that note, hey. Another episode.
Hey, they at the big homie house for no reason. Huh?
Another. A big homie's hole. You know what? It's time to go. That's another episode of the Big Homie's House. We got the homies from Fort Myers in the building. Lex and Drea, BT from Ball Alert.
Yes, and let me add something. You can check out Poor Minds every Friday. That's POUR_MINDS. You can find us on all platforms. Mm-hmm. We will be at Invest Fest. Is it August 24th, I think?
It's the 23rd through the 25th.
Yeah, 23rd through the 25th. So y'all can catch us at Invest Fest. That's in Atlanta. So yeah, make sure y'all check out our podcast. It drops every Friday.
Catch me on Ball Alert every week.
Yeah.
We are renegotiating a new deal with Revolt. Revolt. We waiting on y'all to finish the
You gonna let us come on your show?
Hell yeah.
We ready.
I'll come on our show anytime.
Yeah.
We
ready.
Oh, yeah. Poor Miles on Ball Alert. Let's do it.
Shit. That's gonna be lit.
That's gonna be lit as a motherfucker.
Yeah, then you gotta come on my show because you got
I ain't been on Ball Alert. Yeah. No, I'm gonna be on your show anyway. I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be here on your show. We gone.